So B. Oh, just so y'all know, Sidekick is not here with us today. He played us. So, yeah, you know.
Real talk.
That's why you're getting the three of us, and we got X today. Thank you, X. Hey, what's up? Yeah. So, B, what's going on? Dude, really? Like,
you know I start the show the same way every show. I got to get to the Heineken first. I'm good. Had a long weekend. We got a lot of shit to talk about today.
We do.
Yeah.
I've never had Heineken before in my life. Side note.
Wait, what are we drinking? I'm drinking water today
because
I don't feel well. So
I'm just going to pass this, man.
I'm not drinking liquor.
Try it.
So we're going to pass the Heineken because Rich just said he never had Heineken before.
And
You're just going to have to trust him and just drink it, man.
I need it back, though, G.
He got cooties, but...
Wait, I don't know where your mouth has been.
That's not... We're not talking about that. I need the beer back, though.
Okay.
Right, hurry up with the beer.
Come on, y'all bullshitting. Drink the damn beer.
I did.
All right. Here we go. So anyway, I hope everybody had a great Labor Day. What did y'all do? I chilled.
Me too.
People can't see you shaking your head. This is a radio.
Dude,
there's
a fucking camera.
Talk,
right there.
Though. Everybody's not on the Ustream.
I didn't do a motherfucking thing. I hid away from the world.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah, me neither. I just chilled because I don't ever chill.
Exactly.
Rich, what'd you do?
I barbecued.
Damn, we didn't even get an invite.
Hey, cut everything. This nigga can't be on the show no more.
We didn't even get an invite to the barbecue. Right. I should be family by now. It's been damn near a year we working together.
Let's clarify. It wasn't a cookout where it was It was like I went out in my drawers and some sandals and threw some chicken and hot dogs on the grill and some barbecue sauce. That's not the same. You know, it wasn't my house is open.
Okay. All right. We'll let you get away with that shit. No, I'm giving leftovers? Him a side eye right now. I'm giving him a side eye.
Yeah, no leftovers, though? I mean, nothing.
Dad, this is like...
We grilling your ass. This is social misconduct. I told you to be ready. I prepared you for this.
My fault. Hey, I apologize. Can we do that? Chi-Town? What's up?
All right. Well, I'm getting messages saying that people didn't hear us when we first started at 7. So if you're just tuning in, I just want to let you all know we're here with Richard John Relaford. He is my client. He is an actor. You may have seen him in Frat Brothers on BET recently. Yeah. And what you're still, your commercial's still playing, too.
Commercial's still playing. Holla at me. American Family Insurance. Thank you very much.
I just posted a picture, a throwback of your fake family in that commercial today. So
I saw that.
You saw that?
To be honest.
That little kid? He don't look like you, man.
Oh, dog, if you combine.
Nah, he looked like.
It looked like it could have.
He looked like the milkman.
It looked like it could have been his kid that with shit. The mother, because the mother was like your complexion. Real, Drake skinned.
He ain't had no brown in him at all, though.
Yes, he did.
A little bit.
It was a perfect in between, actually.
That was cool.
I don't think he looked like you, though. He looked more like me than you. Maybe I was.
Well, you definitely could have been daddy.
Yeah, I was tapping your fake wife.
No, that's just like. I'm feeling some kind of way.
She's not real, Joe. She's not real.
In that moment, as an actor, that was my wife. And for you to be banging my actual wife.
X came in.
What did he say?
Actor.
There we go. You heard it. Extraordinaire.
He's banging my actor wife?
Yeah, she was kidding.
This ain't your real wife.
Yeah, it ain't real.
But, unless you into that.
Well, I don't even know if I'm putting her business in the street. I looked her up.
Me neither.
Look her up. That's all I'm going to say, B. Look her up.
Who, the chick from the...
From the show?
Look her up from the commercial. Okay. From her past days.
Oh. He putting this lady business out there. Okay, we're going to move on because I don't even want to put her out there.
She banging. She,
well, Rich, you're new to the show. I know you've listened to the show before. You better listen to my damn show.
I have.
So, as you know, we do crazy ass headlines every week that we pull from blogs and different sites. And so, I don't know if you all heard a while back, it was this guy that was trying to sue his wife for his ugly kids. So at that time, he was pissed. He was trying to sue her. So we got an update. He successfully sued her for having ugly kids. How fucked up is that?
So we got to go a little bit deeper into that.
I know. Because she did pull the wool over his eyes.
But I'm looking at the picture. And if we didn't know the background, she spent, what, $100,000 on plastic surgery herself?
Wow. Before she met him and didn't tell him. So he's thinking, you know, this is a bad bitch. You know, I'm marrying her. She's the one. That type.
But if you
look, yes, with the music. I love
she,
it.
In the picture, she looked bad, okay? She looked bad as hell. Like,
she looked slightly retarded. Okay, that's me. Oh. I'm not going to say that.
No, the children look slightly retarded.
Oh!
Whatever!
Talk about the kids.
Whatever, man. I'm being truthful. Look at this one in the middle right here. Look
yeah,
at
the one in the middle look a little.
Look at this one in the middle.
So. Wow.
So anyway, he won, what, 100? He sued her and won $120,000.
He's not from, that's not American suing. Is it?
He's an American suing. No.
That's not of this
Where
country.
Do they live? Did this even South Korea? South Korea.
Because you can't get away. Beverly Hills, I mean, that's every day.
True.
Nobody's getting
sued. Yeah, you ain't getting shit off that. Like, this every bitch plastic.
Right.
So, like, how are you mad? Like, you can't trust the broad you just meet.
But I'm looking at dude. It's not like
he's
dude,
not.
He's
right.
Not like he's handsome.
He's not handsome.
His pockets.
The ugly ass kids could have taken after your ass. Did you think about that?
Yeah.
There's some ugly ass kids though, man.
He's an asshole. The little girl's kind of cute though.
This kid, look, the kid to the far right look like Angry Cat.
Uh-uh.
Tell me he don't look like Angry Cat. Tell me he don't.
Angry Cat?
You ain't never seen Angry Cat, that cat that...
No, I don't think so.
Listen.
You know Angry Cat.
No, he look mad because
motherfuckers listening
know
Angry
him.
Cat.
I know Top Cat, remember that?
No.
Listen, you better have kids. When you talk about kids, that comes full circle. So...
Rich is a dad, so he's just like,
I'm not having any.
I already got mine.
I'm not having any.
Yeah, I ain't having none.
Nope.
Oh, y'all good then. And my kids are, shout out, my kids are beautiful, so I'm good to go. You ever have a kid, it's going to be buckshot, buckwheat. Watch.
That's so wrong.
Whatever, man. That kid.
Oh, my God.
Look, man, sue me for being honest. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
It's a little fucked up.
The kid know he ugly. Look at his face. Oh.
Well, speaking of families, this family kept everything in the family.
Mm.
So the headline reads, brother and sister face incest charges and blame The Notebook.
The movie, The Notebook.
The movie, The Notebook.
Was there incest in The Notebook?
No.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck they got that from. But anyway, brother and sister got caught having sex. Well, they admitted to it, though, right? Mm-hmm. They were arrested. And they admitted to having sex in a tractor trailer sitting in a church parking lot. So not only are you brother and sister and y'all fucking each other, but outside the church, man, damn. Just commit all types of sin.
Why?
That's nasty as fuck.
If it's a tractor and it's in the church parking lot, at least drive it a block or so outside of the church parking lot. Like, for real. I'm being serious, right? That's some straight up sacrilegious stuff, though.
Oh my gosh. This is so twisted, dude. It says when officers arrived, they found a man and woman walking down the street near the church. At first, the brother said that he was walking some other guy back. Oh, wait. Timothy Savoy told them he was walking Christopher Buckner. Her name, Christopher? See, that's a fucked up family already.
Yeah, her name is Chris.
Her name's Christopher Buckner. How is that? Like, that's a boy name. Okay.
It is in a movie. That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. And have you seen that movie?
No.
Adam Sandler's in it, and there's incest in that movie. Gross. That's one of the main. So there's a two.
Wait, and then they said they finished having sex three times. Did we need to know all that? Oh,
he went in on it.
No. It says the couple blamed their behavior on the fact that they just finished watching The Notebook. What the fuck does that have to do with it? Like, they were hot and bothered from The Notebook? Like, I'm just trying to see how does that have anything to do with it. But they were charged with aggravated sodomy, incest, and prowling.
Prowling?
Fucking your brother.
Looking for other family members? What is prowling? Right. Look at what
that's disgusting. B, I need you to tell them about this town full of women.
Oh man, I'm loving this shit. I know Rich is gonna like this.
Yeah. Rich can do some service. He can do some That's some PR moment for us.
I'm listening.
We're going to get some shit going in this town. So
I'm going to butcher the name of this place, but it is in Brazil.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Brazil. It's Noiva do Cordeiro, Cordeiro or some shit like that. Like 99% of the people that live there are bachelorettes. It's all women.
Yeah.
All women.
Like a town full of women.
A town full of females.
Don't lie.
No, it's right here.
But looking at the women in this picture,
nah,
though,
I just went to the left, ain't all that bad.
She Lebbage looks scary. I'm sorry. Both of them look scary.
Listen, at that percentage.
It would have to be some better looking ones, though.
Dude, this Brazil. You know it's some bad ones.
Yeah, it got to be some dope
exactly.
ones.
At that percentage, so, 90.
But hey, look. We all dream of falling in love and getting married. But there's no dick down there.
Well, some of them say they have husbands, but they live in like a town nearby or something because they work at the town. Something.
I would accidentally get lost and just end up in that town and never leave.
all the kids
would end up looking like me. Oh, every single one.
And they would all be ugly from what you just did. A bunch of ugly half black Brazilian kids.
Hell yeah, because you know people go down there and get that cheap ass plastic surgery. So.
Dirty. Dirty. Give me a hug.
So all your kids will be ugly like
that.
Why
you got my kids sounding like Shrek though? Like.
Damn. That's how ugly kids talk.
Oh, he just did the ugly kid noise. Oh, that is so fucked up, Rich.
See, he think he could get away with it because he already got all of his.
Right, and his kid's cute. Have you seen his kids? They're super cute.
I've seen them.
He got to
hate. I'm hating right now.
I seen them cute-ass kids.
Cute-ass, talented motherfuckers.
Fucking
Daddy,
kids.
Why are those kids so cute?
Because he didn't make fun of ugly kids when he right. had his.
So. Oh, y'all so
That's
stupid.
My bad. That's my bad.
Oh,
y'all are so wrong. So the women want men, right?
Yeah.
This is not
But
real.
Really just for sex.
This is like, not real.
Exactly.
They only want the men for sex. They don't want the men to really like come and do shit. It's like.
No, they do everything.
It's a lesbian town. Is it a high percentage is a lesbian town? Is that what they're saying?
Well, you know they doing something with each other. They don't have men.
Okay, so they just want men's services, not necessarily. Okay, I see.
Because they're saying our town is prettier, more organized, and far more harmonious than if men were in charge.
Oh, yeah, they hate men. They hate men a little bit.
But they say they want the dick. It's in there. They say they want guys to just show up and fuck.
But they don't want any relationships at all. Like, they want you to live in a house. They knock on the door.
Basically, they want to objectify us the way we objectify them here.
I'm cool with that.
And I have no problem with
that. I know
that.
You don't. That's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think the rich should go. This is a PR moment. So we going to set some shit up, right? We go into this town, and you just going to walk through town with your shirt off. And then you just going to see.
We both know I'm always looking for opportunities. I'm just going to be honest.
He really is.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, oh, so, for that God. Booking, Makia, do I take my shirt off?
Absolutely.
Then I go...
I'm going to whore you out, Rich.
Then I go, I'm in.
If I can take my shirt off, I'm in.
That's horrible.
Oh.
It's true.
He's going to need a handler down there, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay.
Are you pimping me?
We're both pimping you. That's our new business.
She's pimping you. I'm watching your back.
This is horrible.
But wait.
Because it's going to be some... You know, you can't take 15 at a time.
No.
You know, that two or three that you left to the side.
We can start all type of companies down there. Sex toys and all type of shit.
Yeah.
I think this is... We need to think about this. I'm hitting them up after the show. Mm-hmm. We hitting them up.
Do they have an email on here?
Shut up, fool.
International.
Okay. So...
Man.
Three women smuggled stolen watches in their vaginas in Vegas. Okay. Rolex. I mean, at least they were Rolex.
Yeah. So. Actually, that's not... At least.
If it's going to be... If you putting some shit up your cooch, I mean, let it be some Rolex watches.
Look
at the girl in the middle. She look like it's still stuck in there.
I know. She look uncomfortable as hell.
How did they find them? The way they were walking? I mean, how did you know... There were Rolexes inside their vajayjays.
It was a man. It was two men who were a guest at the Encore Hotel and Casino.
Mm-hmm.
And he told cops that the women, like, stole their watches.
Excuse me, officer.
I don't know.
I think someone stole my Rolex.
I think you should check her vagina.
Check her vagina.
How did it get there? I'm curious.
Oh, God. I'm trying to, like, see real quick how. Because I didn't even read this one. I didn't see how this shit happened during the act. Oh.
Wow. How do you get a permit to search someone? I'm sorry.
One of the women undressed one of the men and performed a sexual act on him in a separate section in the room. During the act, the man removed his $12,000 watch.
Ooh.
Another woman began to get physical with the other man, prompting him to remove his $4,000 Rolex watch. Wow. His shit was cheap. well, I'm just saying $12,000 compared to the four. I'm just, you know.
That's just
it's
wrong.
Still a Rolex. It really doesn't matter. So afterwards, one of the men noticed his Rolex was not where he placed it, and the women were then seen running from the room with one of the men chasing after them. One of the women, once they got to the elevator, one of the women pulled out a stun gun to scare one of the men.
Where did she pull the stun gun from?
The surveillance camera saw the woman putting the Rolex up her bed.
But I want to know where the stun gun came from now.
Her butt.
Maybe. I mean, who knows?
I got a Rolex in my vajayjay.
I mean, you know, they find worse. You know, they find coke and everything else up there.
Yeah, we did one this woman, they caught her at the airport coming, from Colombia or going to Colombia or something.
Coke
and
sold
she had
her,
coke in sold, her breast, right?
Yeah, sold in
her implants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's commitment right there, though. Coke in your titty?
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Coke. That's commitment.
Wow.
So I'm what's blown this away next right one now. Be?
I'm excited. See. Keep going.
It's always some shit happening at Walmart, man. Like, it's always ratchet ass, ghetto ass shit at Walmart. That's why I shop at Target.
Walmart is like the epicenter for ignorant shit.
It really is.
That's a great say that the epicenter for ignorant.
It is.
But that should be like their new tagline.
The thing about it is when Walmart first opened, it's always clean and the people look cool. 2-3 weeks down the road, the motherfuckers all look cracked out. It's shit missing.
They don't have shit in stock.
They ain't got nothing in stock.
Can I get pencils? We don't.
And it's always them kids that stole the candy trying to sell the candy outside for their football team. Football team.
That hurt me a little bit. I played Pop Warner throughout my youth, and I used to have to sell a lot of raffle tickets. So, anyway.
But you probably look like a football player, right?
Right.
I'm going to have to segue. I was getting some pizza the other day. I'm getting some pizza the other day. These two little scrawny ass motherfuckers come up to me talking about some, we play football. We trying to sell candy. I'm looking at them like, come on, dog. Come on, dog.
God. Poor kids.
Come on.
That's wrong.
Dude
man.
Was like 5'1", 85 pounds. Because he kept fucking with me. I told him no the first time, right? And I was nice about it. Then he came back 2 times again with 2 other guys. Like they was trying to gangster some singles out of me or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got the wrong one.
They huddled up.
They was trying to jump me downtown LA.
And then B called me like, you won't even believe what the fuck just happened.
Hey, follow me out of the restaurant, man.
Kids trying to get over.
Anyway, so this chick, how you say her name, dude?
Juna
Tansmore,
I guess, whatever.
I don't know.
Robbery suspect in Walmart leaves her 1-year-old niece behind because I guess she was slowing her down when she was trying to escape.
Oh,
how you leave a baby behind because you still wait till y'all hear what she was stealing though.
You better. I can't take it.
$86.58 worth of laundry detergent and Miracle Whip. Bitch, okay. What? Okay. Really?
That's some new drug? Laundry detergent and Miracle? What you gonna do with the two of those?
Like, you left your niece in a Walmart, and you just got caught stealing laundry detergent and Miracle Whip? How many fucking sandwiches are you making? $86 worth? Like, what are you making? And Miracle Whip is gross. Like, I know that has nothing to do with it. But.
So no. what would have been good for her to steal? What would have been justifiable for her to steal and leave a 1-year-old behind? I'm curious.
Well, no, not to leave the 1-year-old. I'm just saying if you're going to steal some good shit.
Can I be the the moral compass?
Okay.
I feel kind of sad. At what point do you get to where you need to steal laundry detergent? Like, how many rings around the collar do you have? No, B, I'm not trying to tell a joke. Why you? Don't laugh.
That's hilarious.
Don't laugh.
Not
bro.
How many rings around the collar? You don't think that shit's funny?
No.
That's hilarious.
Like... No, to that point where we gonna wash some clothes.
God damn it. We washing some clothes. We gonna
wash the clothes. Don't laugh. And then she goes in. And like, she goes in like, we're get, go. And her cousin runs flank and she like gets the detergent and she's running. And then on the way, I think the Miracle Whip was like an afterthought.
Uh-huh. So they got the detergent. They hit me.
You stupid.
Wait.
Stop.
I can't with y'all.
I need a minute.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
See, y'all don't see the emotion in this.
See, that's this actor coming out.
Right, was that was her motivation. That was her motivation.
Yeah.
So you think they had somebody outside in the car with this, shit started already? Wait,
we're closing the trunk like a week, 2 weeks.
We going straight to the laundromat.
See? Now you see it. Now you see it.
Oh, shit.
He's dead serious right now.
No,
people.
You know me, too. I'm,
he's so serious
about
right
to,
now.
About the crowd is laughing.
Why y'all doing this? Why y'all doing this?
He's dead serious.
This dude finna cry about this laundry detergent.
He's like, I feel her pain because I don't like dirty clothes either.
No. It's the... never mind.
And sandwiches got to be made, so we need the Miracle Whip.
Well, look.
Like, clearly.
Rich ain't lying, though, because look, they said she got arrested next to her crib. It was probably a laundromat.
Oh, see?
I just feel bad for the baby, because she was trying to get the baby out of the cart, but the baby was strapped in. And the cart almost tipped over.
Oh,
this
no.
Bitch is in a hurry. And so she just left the baby.
So like, how do you think she justified that in her head? Oh, well, you only won. We ain't really that attached yet. I'm curious.
That's some fucked up shit.
I could have another one of you in 9 months or so.
This is her niece. It's not even her fucking kid. This isn't even her kid.
Oh, where's her mama?
How you leave somebody else, baby?
Where's her mama?
That is crazy. Luckily, the cops, you know, were able to return the child to the custody of the mother, but that's...
I'm crying up in here.
You can't even trust your damn sister. You got a crackhead-ass, ratchet-ass sister.
Oh, no, don't say that.
This bitch had to be on something to, like, steal laundry detergent, Miracle Whip, and leave
guys,
her niece.
She was down at, like, that was it. Like, that was it, you know, like...
He's still serious.
Not another piece. Like, you don't have clean underwear. I don't have clean underwear, mama. I'm going to get this detergent. And we gonna wash clothes all night.
Please tune in to the Ustream.
Oh,
I need
God.
Y'all to see him.
You gotta see this dude's face.
I need you to see his face right now. He is so fucking serious.
I'm hot. Now I'm sweating because...
He's about to take his shirt off. In a minute.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to be here.
We down to three buttons?
Yeah, I'm going one button per every 10 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. We can roll. You stupid.
So they posted a $10,000 bond for her to get out.
Wow.
She was placed in prison.
Stupid bitch.
And she failed to post that 10 stacks. I mean, everybody knew she wasn't going to have it.
I just can't. Okay, we got to get through these other two real quick.
Oh, man.
Okay, you found this shit. You got to talk about this. Because we watched the video.
the what was it? The World Championship of Air Sex?
Yeah, the Air Sex World Championship.
Basically, it's a bunch of dorks in New York.
That ain't getting
no
ass.
Kind of fucking.
No,
because
it was women too. So no ass. Guys. No ass.
No
at
kind
all.
Of fucking. So simulating sexual acts on stage so people could watch, but by themselves though.
Like.
Like.
In the air.
Yeah.
And this is a competition in New York.
It was a competition.
So they're humping the dry.
Yes.
Now, I've done dry humping before.
I don't think. Wait, why are you telling people this?
Well, because
I'm still your publicist, Richard, and you know you certain shit you shouldn't tell the public.
Not in public. I'm just being honest.
Why are you dry humping?
If
what?
You've been
as
in
an
college
adult?
And you seen, I am repping at this point, deal with it, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And if you've seen us step, we've done
okay,
some
yeah, that's
dry
in your
humping.
Step.
That's different.
That's
though.
Different.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant.
No,
okay.
Not just in public.
That's a part of a perform. No, that's yes. A part of. No, this is. Here, sir. Look at it.
It's a competition.
They're simulating.
They compete.
Oh, so they're calling this a sport?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Like air guitar. They literally have
yes.
A quote here. It's kind of like air guitar.
Yes.
If you replace guitars with the imaginary friends, air privates, no, they're not. No.
Yes.
No. Air privates?
This is
what they're saying.
I can't make this up. It's right here.
He said it's right here. Clothes on.
Okay, this is unacceptable.
And then the guy that won was doing some kinky, crazy shit. And then he had like a belt around his neck. Remember? Didn't you watch the video? He had like a belt around his neck. He's in like tighty whities and shit. Oh, lame God. As fuck, for one. Y'all know he ain't getting.
All right, he wearing tighty whities. So. You already know he's not.
Just dorky as hell, middle aged.
His stage name is Toot Nanny.
That's
I can't make this.
I see like, it. I can't.
Adam Wilson, aka Toot Nanny. I feel like he winks after he says it.
Yeah.
Look, do it. That's it. That's it.
That's so lame.
Hey, X.
And then the guy that was like. The guy hosting it, or like the guy that was over it, or whatever the fuck he was on, he was just so passionate about it. Like, this is like great, and you know, people are gonna start taking us seriously because this is a real sport. And yo, lame,
he, weird motherfucker.
He is the Casanova of air sex. Air sex. I can't.
Why would you want that title?
He is a 2-time winner of air sex. I think y'all made this. Like, where is this?
I wish we made this shit up. Like, we can't make this shit up. In New York, too. Like, that's some. You would think New that York it would loses. Be in Hollywood, right?
That sounds like some LA shit.
It does sound like some LA shit.
New York loses points for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, New York, sorry. It that. Mm.
The Meanwhile, fact that you even rent out the building, like, when you hear that this is the. When you're the landlord, and you're like, so what we're going to have here is this air sex competition.
Landlord just care about the bread.
Yeah, he just wants.
We're gonna be gyrating in the middle. Like at that point, my.
But how weird are you to even want to attend this shit to watch it? Because that says a lot about you too. If you bought a ticket to even like watch this shit,
yeah.
Because it was crowded.
It was crowded.
No. Yo, no.
No, I swear. Okay, if you all want to see the video, go to Huffington Post in the weird news section and watch the video because this shit is insane. The video's hilarious though.
This is unbelievable.
Can't make the shit up. So, this is the last one. 3 hostages were hallucinating on meth.
We have to clarify
that. We got
it. 3 meth addicts got into their brains that they were hostages.
Oh, wait, that's better.
They got high.
That's better.
And they thought that they were hostages.
Yeah.
You're lying.
And called the police and everything. Like...
People still do meth. Every time I hear these stories, I'm surprised. Like, what? People still do meth?
But now, wait.
It's still widespread, huh?
Breaking Bad.
It's cheap.
So wait. The chick, she said, I've been stabbed. She stabbed herself in the abdomen and thought that somebody else did that. That is some powerful shit. Did y'all think that you're being, like, abused and stabbed and, like, you're hostages in your own house and you're fucked up?
A message from McGruff, the crime dog in Chicago. I don't know if you grew up with McGruff.
Yeah, I remember McGruff.
I know y'all didn't
remember
the shot.
I remember that.
Just say no. Like, don't,
just say no, for real.
If you're stabbing yourself
and thinking somebody else did it,
it's gone too far.
It says numerous windows were shot out and holes were shot in the wall. So these, they like shooting at each other.
So were they trying to escape?
No, I think so, for real. Like, yeah. Because they moved a large window. They completely removed a large rear window from the house on the second floor. And were like trying to get out from the imaginary attackers. That's
Are
what this says.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes. This is so ridiculous. See,
y'all have made my
we don't do that.
Month. I like these stories, you have made my, like, I am in disbelief.
But we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
Let you come
the
tell somebody.
The most you're doing with weed is you getting sleepy and you hungry as fuck. Like, that's about it. I mean, maybe a little horny, right? That's about it.
When are they legalizing it in California? I mean, it's got to be soon. Let's be honest.
Isn't it pseudo-legal here already?
I mean, if you got a card, you know.
I like that.
Which is easy to get.
Hey, you're an educated dude.
Nah, don't tell people that shit.
Nah, you mean, hey, you can tell when people properly use...
Don't
more advanced words in it, it's placed. When somebody's trying, it's like, nah, dog, that don't fit right there. And they're trying to like, yo, if I extrapolate this kid, like, nah. But you like.
Who that sound like, though? Ooh. Like, in the reality.
Okay, we're going to move on.
I'm sorry, but
we're going to move on.
Hey, he's an intelligent. I can tell. You can't fool
don't
me.
Don't tell nobody that.
He can't fool. I'm sorry, McKinkey.
Y'all stupid. Rich. So you're the guest.
Uh-huh. So now we're about to fuck with you.
And it is 7:33, so we're actually past my fucking segment because y'all talking about crazy shit.
Right.
But it is time for According to Mick. Everyone knows 7:30. That's me. It's my segment. So I've never interviewed you before.
No.
I'm getting nervous. He knocking the mic down and shit.
I don't even know what you're going
Don't break her shit, okay? Don't break her shit.
Oh my God. So usually I'm on like the red carpet with Rich and he's being interviewed and you know, I'm just moving things along and making sure everything's fine. But I'm a reporter too. So I'm the reporter today. But this is not your typical interview because we don't do shit typical here at Social Misconduct. Mm. So this is called This or That. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and it's literally just this or that. So you just answer which one you prefer.
You are about to get me in trouble.
No. It's nothing that bad.
Okay.
No.
I'm not asking the questions.
We'll talk about real quick with it. So, but answer just quickly. So
okay.
You already know the first one. Boobs or butt? Ass or tits?
Butt. But not like just well-shaped.
But not stupid place. Big like mine.
See, no, not that big is wrong, but big ain't always better. Big is not always better.
Okay.
I like that answer.
That's true. That's a good answer.
I've tried to explain this to her a few times myself.
Movies or TV as far as profession, like as an actor? No. I know the answer to this.
Movies. I am a movie star.
No. Y'all heard it here. Get that shit right, Richard John Rowe. Tupac or Biggie?
Oh, Tupac. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. That's my choice, too. L.A. or Chicago?
Chi-Town, holla if you're here, man. Chi-Town.
You guys talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's how you know I'm a rookie. I just showed that. Chicago.
If you had, I mean, you live in L.A., so you choose Chicago, though? That's what I, like.
Okay, I'm going to die here. So, Chicago, I love
Chicago's the better city, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
but you live here for
far
work.
As
I get it.
Guts. Gotcha. But, like, I am going to be in L.A. I'm going to have a crib in Chicago. But so,
gotcha.
Did I answer that?
No,
right?
That's good. Yeah. All right. So, B came up with this. I'm not, like, real big on, I don't know, Spielberg or Christopher Nolan?
Spielberg.
Okay.
Spielberg.
Batman or Iron Man?
Ooh, Batman. Batman.
Beer or liquor?
Liqueur.
Liqueur. Aston Martin or Maserati?
Maserati.
Okay. And the last one is travel the world or would you rather travel the world or have a big house?
Oh, easily. Travel the world.
Absolutely.
You know how. Come on.
You already know. So
I'll take a little apartment all over the world than one big crib.
Some,
yeah, all day long. And one in Brazil. What's the name of that town?
Nova de Coast something.
No.
I can find it.
My dog. We are going in on a. On the apartment there.
Noiva do Cordero.
We're going in on one there.
We gotta learn how to pronounce that shit because I know we're saying it wrong.
Well, I mean,
you have to get more of the Spanish accent.
Yeah, that's Portuguese, ain't it?
Or Portuguesa?
I don't know Portuguese. We gotta ask Nikki. Nikki would know. Shout out to Nikki.
Nikki!
Nikki! Nikki!
When Nikki comes on, she'll teach us Portuguese.
Yeah, she would know it.
Yeah, she know.
That's a worldly motherfucker.
She keeps us cultured.
Those are actually very good and maintained.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't like doing typical things here. And that's just fun, you know. And then it lets your audience get to know you a little bit better. So that's called This or That. And that was
I like your answers. For the most part, I would have agreed.
But what would you disagree on?
Yeah.
The Tupac and Biggie thing.
I knew it.
Don't do it.
The Tupac and Biggie thing.
B, don't do
it. No, I'm a Pac. I love Pac. I love Pac. And I like Pac better than Biggie, but
Does he deceased? Call him the Simon, see the murder in the streets.
Wait, 1 minute. Did you bust out into a rap?
Yeah.
All right, you felt that.
Yeah.
You felt that shit. Like, I was like, wait, what's going on
that
here?
I had to stop.
I know. We're like, wait, what's happening? He just took over the fucking show and started rapping.
I'm sorry.
This is not a music show.
So many tears. That's my number one Pac song. That's why.
I love Pac too.
My number one Pac song is Five Deadly Venoms.
Ooh, wow.
From Strictly for My Niggas.
That's not a game. That you a real Pac fan.
Yeah. He didn't choose one of the typical
Five Deadly Venoms. That or he had one with Cube and
Hellraiser?
No, Cube and Ice-T on that same album, Strictly for My Niggas.
Wow.
It was dope. I can't think of the name of it right now, but that's probably my favorite.
You'll have to play it for me.
Yeah, I got it somewhere.
I think you gave me like a shitload of Pac.
Yeah.
Because I lost like a lot of music. Yeah. That's heartbreaking. So if you're just tuning in, we have actor Richard John Relaford. Make sure you're following him on Instagram and Twitter at Richard Relaford. No John, just Richard Relaford. And then on Facebook at actor Richard John Relaford.
I also like the answer that he gave about the boobs and butt, too.
But yeah, most black men are butt men over boobs. I mean, y'all like both, clearly. Yes. But I find that a lot of black men prefer ass over.
No, but I mean how he went in and explained. It doesn't have to be stupid long. Yeah, to be a nice ass. Because, you know, we go to lunch a lot. Maybe, yeah. And I point out booties and you be like, oh, that shit ain't that nice. And I try to explain to you.
I don't agree with a lot of these opinions.
It's true. But it's proportional. A body, a good body, is very architectural.
But see, Bill date like a girl with a big nose and shit. And like, I just we disagree on a lot of things. And, you know, when I call him out, he'll just look at
you
me.
See
like,
my face right now?
Listen,
see my face right now?
She not ugly. She cute.
Makiki. No, Makiki. Butter faces are dangerous. See, because a butter face.
Break it down.
And this will be talking about a butter face. The game, the playing ground is even when it's dark in the room. Everything else, and what you have is everything else. So the butter faces, like, rating goes up exponentially late or something like that in the room, because like that body. But her face is garbage.
It's garbage.
You know, me and my homies back in the day, and I know they listening. Dennis, Kevin, what up? We got a few theories, and I'm going to have to explain one on the show. Personal fuckability factor. And what it does
he says
to the scale.
Is this a rating?
Look, I've studied this shit for a long time. It might sound ignorant right now, but when I explain it to you, it makes perfect sense.
That's a different
show. So you're going to have to listen when I decide.
Okay. We'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, we'll bring you back. I want to be here when you're doing.
And we talk about that one.
That's some real shit. I mean, you know.
And I don't even know, because he says this shit all the time, but like he never really mentions it. So, B, what's on your mind this week?
Oh, man, I was throwing two topics in the air. I'm going to have to go with this housing discrimination
shit. Yeah, we got to call our asses out.
Fuck this bullshit. So, I'm looking to move downtown. You know that.
Right.
But I ain't trying to spend no real money. So, I was trying to stay kind of in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's hood. It was hood. I mean, it's crackheads running around. You know what I'm saying? Garbage and a police.
a police.
Just one.
So, not that hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I happened? Go up in this month. Look, I sent him an email first, like, look, can I come see the place? Now, you know, my government name is very just regular. Like, if you saw it, you think I was a white boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You got Relaford, my last name, we're not going to say. I'll share it with you later.
Yeah, handle it.
But, so, you know, I'm talking with them via email, and it's all cool and cordial and shit. When I go to show up to see the place, the chick straight lies to me and says the place doesn't exist anymore, even though I had just seen on Craigslist that they had posted not only that place I wanted to see, but four other ones. And this was a month ago. Oh, we filled that one. I'm like, okay, so when's the next one open? Because you got four. Oh, come back in a couple weeks. So I gave it a benefit of doubt. I came back last weekend on Saturday.
Unbelievable.
This bitch, and I don't even know how to call bitches bitches for no reason. This fucking bitch. This racist ass bitch.
Yeah, she was.
I was supposed to be at 11 o'clock. She calls me at 10:45. Saying that the shit got filled, even though I had made an appointment to see it. How you gonna fill the shit before I get when, there and I made an appointment to see it?
Unacceptable.
But you went anyway, right?
Yeah, I went anyway. I'm ringing the bell. She ain't wanna let me in and shit, but it just so happened one of the dwellers, they came out and let me in. So I go in there and I talk to her. And I confronted her about it. I'm like, so what's the real reason you don't want to show me the place?
Wow.
I asked her straight up.
That's that Chi-Town. That's that real.
I wasn't rude. I wasn't abrasive.
No, but like, let's be honest.
But you know how others, people, non-black folks, be like, oh, he was being, no, I ain't do none of that shit. I wasn't being mean and no niggerish shit. I was just like, tell me the real reason why you didn't want to show me the place. And her face turns red as I can see, dirty bitch. But, she was like, well, I don't have to explain anything to you. Da-da-da-da.
Wow.
And I'm like.
Defensive.
Yeah, she got defensive. And I was like, no, I really just want to know. Like, I mean, is this, you know, did you make a judgment about me before you knew me?
Right.
Because I got, like, pay stubs and shit. Like, you know, I'm straight. Credit good.
Come on.
Credit good. Boom. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? And she blew me off, basically, because.
You know why.
And I ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could pass sometimes, you know, but she was just
he
like.
Drake skin.
I'm Drake skin.
I can tell you so many stories. I've had apartments with way lesser value where I live turn me down, and then I had to keep shopping until there was a person that didn't see that.
Yeah, because you in Beverly Hills.
I'm in Beverly Hills.
But this wasn't Beverly Hills, homie.
Yo, but either way, what I'm saying is it's happening throughout, and I'm glad that you're saying that because, like, literally $1,000 less this other spot. They said I wasn't qualified, but yet the spot, come on, don't play with me. And then this other person, because she didn't see that. She just said, oh, this is a good person, good fan. We're going to let them in the apartment. It's crazy that 2014, but we're hallucinating and you're going through that.
But that's unacceptable. But here's the thing that's funny, though, because I bet people listening probably assumed it was some old senile white broad. Nah, it's a young Mexican chick, Joe.
Oh,
how the fuck? How the fuck are you going to be a Mexican racist
when in
society?
LA.
Right, when society look at you the same way they look at black folks. The only difference is y'all snuck here. We was brought here without a choice. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the little confrontation, look, it didn't take no longer than 2-3 minutes. I'm walking out or whatever, and I'm like, you know what? You may have lost your job over this shit. She didn't think I was going to do it. I filed a complaint, and I've been on the phone with these fools all week. Like, man, this chick, And just so you know, I'm not bullshitting. This is the Charleston motherfucking apartments.
Call them out.
The Charleston apartments.
Call them out.
729 South motherfucking Union.
Call them out.
90017 is the motherfucking.
I absolutely at this point.
You know what I'm saying? I'll give you the number.
This dude is
go
amazing.
Over there. Go the fuck over there. It ain't a nice neighborhood, man. You ain't gonna see Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise in this bitch. You feel me?
7th and Union.
Only reason why I wanted it because I do business down there and I wanted to stay close to
business.
They should
have been happy to have you in there.
Nigga,
you would have raised.
Do you want to see my pay stuff?
Wow.
I probably double her shit. Easy. You're a fucking leasing agent, bitch.
That actually,
you know
that
what
actually might have been. Actually, right. Threw her off. Like, you're overqualified.
Nah, because when I came in there before and I confronted her and I showed me the place, she was showing it to some Asian chick and some white girl. She was straight up on some, how you say it in Spanish? Uncle Tom and nigga speak, but in Spanish?
I don't know. You know,
Tio Tomas or some shit?
I don't know Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was heated about that shit for about 3-4
days.
He
was like pissed, but I saw the email and like the complaint people got back to him.
One race, people. That's not, you know, that's my hashtag. Yeah. Like, one race. Like, what are we doing? Life is already hard enough. What are we doing when you on some nonsense? I know when Kiki, like, I'll be on that kumbaya stuff since I was young. Like, I am. I'm like a. This hurts my spirit. Like, what?
It don't hurt my spirit. It's just it doesn't hurt me because I've seen so much of it coming up. Yeah. But I'm thinking it's 2014.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is a shitty
area. A shitty place. Like,
the area ain't like great.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a shitty place. It's not like I'm living in them high rises over there where Mekhi Pfeiffer and them stayed. I can't remember the name of them, but you know, because we walk past them around Staples Center. It's not over there. Like, literally crackheads just beat out all the time in this area. It's not a nice place. It's really not that
double
nice.
Double dutching. Crackheads be out there just
right.
Like,
stomping on the old pipes and shit.
I'll be here when you get out. I'll be here when you get out.
Oh.
Why are we both dancing? No?
Give me a dime. Got a quarter.
I'm stuck in the
got
middle
a
of
got a quarter. Got a five. Got a two. Let me hold something.
Y'all are
Let me hold something.
Wow.
They tagging it like, let me hold something.
They also stupid.
Wow. So yeah, 729 South Union Charleston apartments can suck every last inch of my asshole.
Oh!
Okay.
After having Mexican food, bitch.
Oh,
fuck you. How about that?
See the angry, beigeness is coming out.
Yeah, it's
drink,
coming out.
Drink your beer, baby.
No, this is worse.
Hey, people be making this mistake thinking them light skinned dudes.
Light skinned dudes angry or either soft. It's too big.
I
explained
extreme.
This on our first show.
Oh, did yes.
You're either Chris Brown or you're Drake.
It's like
I'm real Chris right now.
And he goes back and forth. So,
Chris
but he's
Brown.
Usually Chris Brown.
Chris Brown be ready to choke somebody out at all.
Ready? He be doing this shit.
He be ready.
I bet you that nigga got like one of those. He got like one of those dolls in the crib. Like he wake up in the morning. Just, you know what I'm saying? I can get the day started. Then he danced to wherever he's
Chris
going
Brown be.
Shit.
He wake up standing like this, like with that front right foot.
Ready to leave.
I'd be like, Chris.
Calm down.
Like, bacon, pancakes, and eggs.
Oh, y'all crazy.
Bitch, I ain't saying no maple syrup. Fuck you talking about? I like my pancakes dry. I told you that.
Y'all are the most ignorant. I just.
I told you.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Richard, for coming and talking crazy and acting a fool with us. Oh, my God. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Come find, just in general. I don't like to say this, but just Google me, ooh. Richard John.
Tried it.
Yeah.
He tried it.
Richard John Relaford. No, honestly,
I created
Twitter,
a monster.
Instagram,
guys.
You only made it worse. And I love this year, and I'm looking forward to it ending strong. I'm really taking my time with my team, Makiki, really, Makia, I call him Makiki, where I'm going quality, not quantity.
That's right.
So hold fast. Some great things coming.
Website,
check out I do my things. I'm mainstream actor wise, but music wise I'm a little niche. That's okay, but check it out. It's The Rich Life by Rich Rail.
Go ahead, download
it. It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's launching. I got people in Norway and Spain. I was looking at my stuff the other day. I might be more international than I am American, but that's okay. So my international folks, holla at your boy. I got a different sound, and it's a little sensitive, but it's some stuff in there too.
You can hear snippets on RichardJohnRelaford.com.
Thank you.
And real quick, I wanted to let you all know to support Discover You. It's a nonprofit to help the youth, and they are raising money right now. So go to www.discoverucompton.org. Donate. Every penny counts. It's for the kids. Performing arts. It's a great organization, so donate, raise some funds. We will be posting the pictures and everything on our Instagram and our website, so check them out. B, real quick, tell them about our intern search.
Yeah, we need somebody in here to help us out with this shit.
We need some interns, so hit us up. We need someone that's good with social media. If you have a camera for
definitely
video,
a camera,
yeah,
we
definitely
got a lot
a
of side projects we want to do, and we want to include you in that.
So video, we need all of that. You can email us at info@socialmisconduct.com. Send your resumes. We're not like super stuffy and serious. Just tell us why, you know, you want to work with us.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm gonna be stuffy.
Shut up.
After experiencing what I experienced this weekend, I'm gonna be real stuffy.
He changed it on us.
Uh-huh.
He changed it.
I need references. And
Microsoft Word.
What was your GPA? Like, I'm asking all that shit. Watch.
As always, you all can find us on Twitter at Social Misconduct. Let me get my shit. Y'all throwing me off. So SOC Misconduct on Twitter, Social Misconduct on Instagram, and Social Misconduct Radio on Facebook. Visit our website at www.socialmisconduct.com. B is on Twitter. BWalt80.
Ask me if I posted some shit.
I do it for him.
Yo, but I added you though, kid. I saw. Yeah,
oh, I appreciate
one love.
That.
I appreciate that.
So gotcha. Follow us. We are on iTunes now. We are on SoundCloud. We're on Spreaker. It's Spreaker.
What is Spreaker?
No, that's what it's called. Spreaker.com. We're everywhere now. So I mean, there's no excuse to catch the shows if you can't catch it live. We will be posting all of those links as well. We appreciate you all for rocking with us every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Richard and I have an event to go to
right now.
I'm a little tired.
I'm tired. But we need
I'm
to.
I'm so tired.
We've been
so
bailing on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to show our face at this event. It's a fashion event in Burbank. So Rich is damn near naked right now. Like,
you see how I'm getting invited to that stuff?
Just do a quick flash. Do a quick flash. Quick. Bam. Chest.
It's love right there. It's all about love.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, X, for saving us as usual and helping us.
Most definitely.
X, we appreciate you. We love you.
X is L.A. 100%, right, X?
Unlike somebody else that deserted us today.
I knew it. I thought. I could tell.
I was going to go in, but she didn't want me to. So I just didn't.
You know, we try to keep it a little classy. We ratchet sometimes, but we try to keep it classy around here. But, you know.
I don't really do classy when I get fucked over.
Yeah.
I do bust you in the back of the head with a bottle when I get fucked over.
That's
real.
Don't let that light skin fool you.
I got scars to prove it. You think I'm fucking around?
Okay, he's getting angry all over again. We got to go.
I'm just saying.
Oh, we're on YouTube too. We're on YouTube. So check us out on YouTube, Social Misconduct. Oh, you can see the video of all of this retardedness. Yeah. Any more things before we go?
I'm good.
Anything else? We good?
I'm good.
We good?
I'm good.
Peace.